product with low cost that works well.
Do you know how to pull the push in ones? You know, like click out. Push on it. Slide right out.
So, working on getting him over here so we can conduct our interview. Looks like we have about 56 people online. Our two webcams just kind of cooking away here. Set this one over that way. Who knows what its focus is like? Sorry. Wow. Lots of questions. How's the weather? The weather is quite warm here, I'll say that. Lots of gossip. We're over with the gossip. Perfect in Australia, good to hear. So why were we allowed to hear the full speech? Did the audience have to sign an NDA? What was the point? The point is you were not here, so you did not hear it all. That's all I can say about that. Just consider it one of the perks of actually attending as opposed to being here virtually. I'll say, having seen that, you didn't miss enough to really not sleep about. Don't worry about it. You know everything you need to know. I mean, it's don't worry about it. Will there be any new cash postal channels for joining the I'm Amiga and other promos? I ask in the UK, there's nowhere for people go to send money for the coupons. Not everyone has a bank account, credit card. Same situation in other countries too. We can address that with Bill when he gets here. Another question for Bill about redistribution of stuff. Gary Peake, if the speed of signal is good enough, we can try to get TechMage to teleoperate Planet Z there. Okay, go left, go right. Annex and more. Anyway, so we're waiting for Bill. What's up, Joe?
The party is at Studio 120.
That's where their address is?
Yeah.
Or is that a hotel room?
No, it's not a hotel room. There's no hospitality suite at this one. So Studio Integer is off-site. But we
okay.
have a limo.
Yeah, we do have a limo, too.
Yes, we do. The limo looks good.
Yes, with the big Amiga thing on the side. So Bill is still currently entertaining guests at the table, so he'll be there for a few more minutes.
Yeah. Being interviewed by Floyd.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, John's always fun. So we're just waiting for Bill to fight the crowds and get away and come over here to do our interview, which he will do. We just have to wait a few minutes for him to get free. I know I said that earlier, but oh well. Yes?
Oh,
did you make this?
No. Early adopter.
But a green laser, huh? Pretty big spread. That's still impressive.
That's what it is.
Is it?
Just getting that thing to put in my pocket.
I'm playing with a green laser because Joe is just too cool to have any other color.
Well, I have blue next time.
Jeez, that would be blue laser would be impressive.
Yeah. Outside you can see it like a mile.
Blue or green?
Green.
Yeah. So that was fun. I had a chance to play with a blue laser, green laser. I will get it right the next time. For those of you who are asking about the music you heard in the background on occasion, there is a 50th anniversary wedding party happening in the room next to the convention, and we're currently on the terrace level. For those of you who have been to Amy West before at this hotel, you would know what the terrace level is. It worked out quite well. They set up a stage for us, and it was nice. Food wasn't too bad. I was last in line, but had a fair amount to eat, so I'll give props to the hotel for that. Just waiting for Mr. McEwen to mosey on over this way. It was nice to see they decided to give away an Amiga 1 through the promo, and it's nice to see they told us who it was. Hold on, I'm going to refill my Coca-Cola. I'm pretty sure. I just got a message through the ICQ webpage, or we're going press releases from the partner. If you were listening to the stream, you heard Bill McEwen read a press release. He claims it was written by Sendo, and that will be put out by Sendo, which is the UK cellular manufacturer that makes the Z100. So, that being said, yes, those are from partners. We know we've seen partnerships in the past with people like Sharp and others, and we know those have gone nowhere. So we can only hope that in the future we won't have that anymore. So we'll see what really occurs. We'll see. Good job, man. Pulled it off. One more day.
One more day.
Weekend's over, unfortunately.
Oh, then I can rest.
Yeah, but it's been fun. You guys are doing a great job.
Yeah.
So, that was Chuck. It's all done with quantum diode lasers. Okay, thank you. You'll hear that in 2 minutes. Right. I could be watching Goldmember right now. Throw me a freaking bone here, people. I've been frozen for 30 freaking years. Yeah, let's see it. I hate these things. I hate Microsoft to the T. Now you got all sorts of... God, this phone sucks. This phone is crap. Don't ever buy an O2. It's horrible. It's got a little button thing on the bottom that lets you navigate the screen, and when you push it in, you hit enter, it takes you what you're on. But the damn thing's so sensitive, you can't navigate because you hit the wrong goddamn thing. God damn it, damn it, damn it, God. So let's see if this thing has IR receive capability from my Scion. Sim Messenger. Ooh, Bean Contacts. I'm talking to it.
So was that you were looking for an IR port? Infrared? And we're going to see if we can get these two to talk. They're making noise like they're like, I don't know, liking it.
Yeah,
well, they did speak. The digital version of like getting together, it looks like. And now all of Bill Versailles' personal info is on this thing.
Yep. No, not bad. When you turn the, when it's looking for reception, it hangs.
Well, you've got the pointer that you can use on the screen. Just got to pull it out of the side there.
Yeah, I'm looking for headphone jack. What the?
So I'm looking at this device, and there's a laser.
Oh shit, there is!
This thing is like spit it for some crap out. I mean, that's just not right. Yeah, look at that!
It looks like a laser.
It seriously does. Hold on, it's got a little thing on the side. Let me see what's in there. That is another. Oh, that's the SIM card slot. That's why it's not working. So it's a SIM card phone, Microsoft Windows powered, with Amiga enabled. Ooh, I turned it off. Hey, I figured out how to turn it off for you. Oh, there's the power button on the top. No, I think I broke it. Whoa, it just lit up.
I broke it.
Yeah, I got one more up there if you want it. Oh yeah, good God, that's loud. It's up on the table right there. The Coke. No, the Coke. There should be an unopened one. Tap here to set important... Ooh, man, I rebooted the phone. I'm so good at breaking these things. You have no idea. Hey, the shit's still running. That's cool. Windows Media Player. Press play when ready.
You're listening to the Windows Media Player for Pocket PC.
Oh, so it turned off again. If you see this is not up, you have to flip this little switch. I hate that thing, but it's got a great picture.
Yeah, I want mine to stay on there.
Yeah, I hate them. Where was that?
You're listening to the Windows Media Player for Pocket PC.
That's just so hip. Rock on. No, it's a media player. Hey, Bill, does this thing have optical audio output? What's that, like, red glow in there?
Infrared.
No. That is not infrared. That's infrared. That is a red laser glow for some sort of...
Look, it says don't do this. I don't know.
Isn't that weird? I don't know. It's got a red light deep inside.
Oh, it's infrared. It's
not IR. It's not IR. That's I just beamed this thing. It's audio. Yeah, but why the red? Oh, it's off.
Yeah, it's the audio for it. Fiber optic.
Oh, no, it's not fiber optic. No, it's not. I'm telling you, it's not. It's not fire. It's nothing to do with that. It's the backlight.
Can we do map quest? Can we get a map for the
place? Yeah, I'll use this one.
Okay. 1020 10th Street.
Don't cross the antennas!
That'd be bad.
Oh, yeah?
In the universe, coming to an end at the speed of light.
It's the Windows Media Player. If I didn't hate Microsoft so much, I might actually like play with one of these. It's got a good feel in the pocket. It's not bad. Enter. Oh, I can. Let's call 911. Oh, it will. It says emergency calls can still be made. That's funny as heck. What about games? Programs. Infrared receive. Image viewer, SD backup, SIM manager, Pocket Word, Pocket Excel. I don't know. You ask him. It's a little slow, Joe. 123 Date Street. Date Street. Who? My brother? Yeah, he's around. I think he's over on the table. He's right there. This thing, oh, there's games. It ships with Solitaire, man. You're out of a market. I mean, just go home and end your life. I mean, jeez. Does it always splash screen on these? Yeah. And it's got the little powered by intent thing?
Yeah.
Have you used this one at all? Oh, it's vicious. It's horrible. Look at this. Loading.
Oh, well, they have to
okay, the interview definitely.
No, I mean, it looks fine, but watch. Navigation.
It looks fine, but it just takes too long.
Hopefully, it
will. Look, watch this.
I'm going to try to get Venom in front of a camera here so you guys can see.
This button is so evil that you try to go a direction, you slip, and you hit it. It's a really bad design. Like, I couldn't even navigate menus. But now I don't know how to turn, like... Oh, I got to click. How do I shoot?
It should be one of those buttons to shoot. And you can move with this thing.
No, I can't.
Are we online?
Yeah. I can't.
I wonder why you can't.
And you press that one. Yeah. I don't think he's set up for this app, this machine very well.
Maybe he's only...
So, she has to stand there for 2 minutes.
Yeah, he's running around. I want to get him for the interview. I don't think so.
Yeah, I saw him just before I came over here.
Well, anyway. The SD.
Yeah. Hello, this is Venom.
Why that sound is still playing?
Because it's running.
Oh, okay.
Also, your
hey,
ex
I said
is on
I'd be back. I'm back.
It's pretty funny. Yeah, it does.
Okay, so that
I was just on the camera.
Yeah. Actually, that's really nice looking.
It looks better now.
Can you guys hear me?
That's the old version. There's a lot less texture patterning. You kind of see how that's tiled.
Yeah.
It doesn't look tiled anymore. It looks a lot more natural.
Nice. Using that Super Bitmap background stuff, or?
No, it's actually just using a few extra tiles and a lot more tile mirroring, rotating capabilities. So instead of just using the same tile and repeating it over and over again, it's taking it and twisting it this way and that way and that way.
Oh, nice.
And so it's mixing
breaking it up.
And breaking up the pattern.
Just the context.
Lots of free time. Lots of free time.
Why don't you put the camera on the phone?
That's the backlight.
That's the backlight?
The backlight is... No, no. The backlight is producing the red effect. It is, trust me. Because the backlight turns off, it goes away. At first, I was like, wow, it's optical.
Yeah, digital optical audio.
That's what I thought, too, because the way it looked.
They're getting it now.
No, it's the button.
Oh, it's the red for the button. I got you.
There's a red light behind that button and a green light behind that one.
Venom and Joe Torre.
I thought it was like 123 Date. What's the address of this hotel?
Hey, Mitch, man.
123 Date Street? 123 Date.
Lodos War.
Yeah.
Right?
Is this Open Vision or what?
Open View? What?
Open View, Sun, Open View.
Actually, we both have striped shirts on. Yeah?
Oh, I mean the
he
look?
He has a red and white striped shirt. I have
yeah,
a
he
black
wrote
and
it.
Gray striped shirt.
That's just me, because there wasn't an easy view.
No. It's called Simplistic.
It's cool. I like
those. Oh, my God.
No, John wrote this.
Yeah, that's just my own dialogue.
Play it.
I'm
going
to put the toddler in the bed.
That is JKD's little one.
I'm a lumberjack. Yes, I am.
The redhead.
I work
a lovely
all day.
Cecilia.
And I wear high heels.
You probably know her from the Amethlon mailing list. And Image Effects mailing list. Of course. Well, you rule on that. With a big boots.
You never know what you're going to find here.
Big leather boots, I understand. And laces and buckles and whips and chains. And
oh, yeah. In your dreams.
Well, not my dreams, but I have some other dreams about you, though. Venom. Is it true that you have a special custom ringtone for your telephone? It is. Is there a way that we could possibly? Do you think that would play over the microphone here? Do you think people could hear it?
I'm a lumberjack. Wow. Yes, I am. I wear high heels.
You want your phone number on the internet?
No!
Joe Torre is talking, and I'm talking behind him, and he can't hear what I'm saying. Joe doesn't know I'm here.
Wait, one moment, please.
Joe likes to talk on the microphone. I hate it, but I do it because no
here
one else will do it for
here?
Me.
Oh, here. Gotcha.
But Joe really enjoys it.
Jimmy has so many programs running right now. There's so many windows on screen. Okay, here it comes. This is
so now we're having the ringtone.
Nokia.
Ring, the ring
cell
off.
Phone. It's a. No. You know,
it looks like a little mouse coffin. Does that not look like a coffin for a mouse?
Yeah, that's a really nice Nokia.
Does that look like
Nokia
a coffin for a mouse?
There? You know, it seems to be a lot of nice Nokia cell phones here, you know?
Little cross. Yeah.
All right, we're going to try one.
Let me see.
All right. We're searching right now with three computers.
Okay, so this will tell you if I'm lying or not.
Actually, two Amiga computers.
I'm a woman.
And we have this...
No, I said you were telling the truth. Oh, no, you're in trouble.
I'm sorry. Got distracted. We're looking
yeah.
at the address.
Right.
Of where the party's going to be. It's going to be Studio 1020.
Analyzer.
Studio 1020.
Yeah. It's a mouse coffin. Get it
and
right.
And
at
the
screen.
Studio 1020.
Shaky. You can hear him in there. He's like, I'm not dead yet!
And at Studio 1020... The party will be there, and just
hey
to
Joe,
tell the address. Yeah.
Why don't you ask someone to tell you the address in the IRC window? In 2 minutes from now, you'll get it. So, if someone has the address of this hotel, tell us.
It's not 120 Date Street. Yeah. What's the address of the Sacramento Hotel? We don't actually have any literature here.
No, I think about
60
of us will do that.
And nobody wants to leave.
And if one of those is me,
anyway,
then that's bad.
The party is going to be at 1020 10th Street, Sacramento, California.
95814. Once again, that's 1020 10th Street, Sacramento, California, 95814.
Well, based on what they said 2 years ago, I believe it. When I go to a store, when I go to Fry's, and I see that on the shelf, I'll start believing
it. Got it. Thank you.
You were hoping we would get those.
Yes.
Yeah.
Today, he said
we'd
sign. Yes. Yeah. And now we'll print this on a computer in another country.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good that your expectations were superseded.
And that way...
Oh, we need to get anywhere for your watch.
The party's going to go till like, sun
up. Me get anywhere for your watch.
People have time to get here.
I was hoping to get...
With the time change, right?
...regarding new phones and new platforms, so that was...
Yeah, that was good.
That was the expectations I was hoping for. The retail deal was the better than expectations.
Well, I mean, it still seems, though, that McEwen's focus is
that's
on the next...
This
stuff more so than... It's more on the DE.
All right, wait. I saw my name. Who's Manga?
Well, arguably, we haven't seen it yet.
This two daughters.
Digital environment.
On camera.
We know what the market for a new Amiga computer is going to be. It's going to be fairly small.
966 people.
Is that the new thing now?
Yeah.
I'm on an Amiga high.
Yeah, nobody
write a song about that now.
That's true.
It's a lot bigger than even the Windows market right now.
Yeah. It's not bigger than the market. It's not bigger than the Windows market. Yeah, but those cell phones are totally locked boxes. But the other thing, too, is that people haven't gotten to the mindset to extend what these things can do. They just don't do that yet. And that's something that they're going to have to pioneer, which is going to be a tough sell.
Yeah.
A plethora. MRL.com.
Did you get, like, papers
the phone
and
never be the same again?
No, the Nokia. Yeah, the phone has a boing ball levitator.
I don't
that's
know,
great.
Just to make
that's
it easier,
maybe, like, five sets or something.
Or the pocket levitator, like I made for Bill Basari.
It
fits in his pocket, levitates a hollowed-out paintball.
Where?
You know,
that thing...
paint out of it and a little
right now,
and an LED to sense where the ball is and make it go up and down. And he was immobile.
I mean, right now, there's so much low-hanging fruit.
All right, I have a phrase that I wonder if it'll
insane.
Catch on.
I mean,
you
can
know
put stuff like that to
dude,
this
you're
like
getting Adele
minutes.
Commercial.
It's just not hard.
You heard that, dude?
It's just someone needs to go out and
how
do
about
it,
babe.
No, not the phrase. The whole dude Adele.
Why not?
It is. And you
sit in a damn meeting and play NetHack.
So
I mean, that's perfect.
I said, well, how about instead of dude, you're getting Adele?
Yeah, but so what?
How about babe, you're getting a Boeing?
You want to see Dungeon Master?
Yeah.
Babe, you're getting a Boeing. You know, because first of all, it's like, dude, yeah, okay, well, we got to flip that immediately, so it's babe.
Can you imagine
you know,
sitting in a meeting playing
Amiga,
Dungeon Master,
kind of
like
thing,
in the middle,
so.
Like,
first of all, it's
yes!
Babe. Oh, it's obvious, isn't it?
Sorry, I just killed the level 5 boss.
Adele, what is this Dell thing?
Dell, who is Adele?
Dungeon Master. See,
what is Adele?
Pass the old games. MAME
I mean,
for DE.
Boeing now, Boeing. Boeing, that's great. Boeing.
Boeing. Spy Hunter. God, that gives you like a million,
so anyway,
million things.
Babe, you're getting a Boeing. Yeah. That's my T-shirt entry for the Amiga T-shirts. They're going to have a contest.
Game. I still remember beating
Babe,
that.
You're getting a Boeing.
Because you set
that's
the charge
right.
on the Ant Queen.
But it's Babe.
You set the charge on the Ant
exclamation
Queen.
Exclamation point.
Like, okay, I won the game. You have
yes,
2 minutes to get out.
I did.
Out.
Joe Torre did.
Get out? No. So you start like running, trying to remember how the hell you got there. Then you blow up and die, so you load like 5 times. But that was an awesome game.
That's why I did the contest.
Yeah, MAME for the Amiga DE would be very, very cool.
Okay. Now, I have another
that
thing
would be very cool.
that I came up with.
And I think the devices
with Paul
have the power.
Noor, the guy that wrote
Photogenics. I think the newer ones will have the power to crank it out.
Yeah, I know. We're arguing. We're doing full duplex argument here, you know, where we talk over each other. All right. Just so you can understand, babe, you're getting a Boeing.
Well, you
want to
do
the new one is perhaps Amiga, the computer with balls.
Make them assembly. Yeah.
Like that
but
one?
MAME is a good idea. I mean, like I said, it's a lot. There's a lot of market for this. If they start putting them out there, there's a lot of reason
then,
to do it. I want a development environment for my Amiga. I want to run this stuff on my Amiga. Then I'll be happy.
Paul Nolan.
That's true.
Oh, that's not that. That's hardly. Babe, you're getting a Boeing. I think it's
that's
catchy.
True. Not yet.
We'll see.
Also,
they write
a
phrase
DP,
for instead of the Big Bang.
If they write a development environment
universe,
for the retargetable player thingy.
Many times, will probably become
anywhere.
Known as the Big Boeing. So
we will
since,
see.
So
Bill's
Boeing
talking to Ryan of Relance here.
Targeted by shoe companies and other things.
So I'm sure he's just trying to find a way to weasel out of that conversation.
Amiga, the computer with balls.
nuts. I'm just spewing, ranting.
You have to announce who you are.
Yeah. Well, help them out.
They don't know who's coming up with, you know, they don't recognize your voice.
I'll let someone else explain to him who
he knows better. He knows what I'm doing.
Hey, we got directions here on the other computer.
Yeah.
So, what, should we print this at your office?
No.
A network printer?
That would be interesting.
Bill Bussari's brother laughed because he works with him.
The first virus is going to be the 911 virus. Like.
Ah, yes, I like that. I like that.
Emergency services, can I help you?
Screen blanker. A beautiful screen blanker.
That's
on a
bad.
24-bit.
Cool. So where am I?
You are here.
The one where it says you are here?
Yeah, oh, that's a phrase for...
To 80?
80. To Business 80.
To Business 80.
To Capital City Freeway.
Capital City Freeway.
Paul Nolan, the guy that wrote Photogenic.
Okay.
He came up with a good phrase, which was a picture of a supermodel holding some ping pong balls painted
it's
like...
It's just starting.
Going balls.
We're getting directions to where
and
the party's at.
Phrase would be, okay.
Are you
going to
party with us?
Balls.
No, we've got to get
a weird you know, just a picture
man.
Of a, like holding a funnel like that.
What's that all about?
Yeah. It would in Europe.
Okay,
so much
hold
cooler.
On.
There's so much...
Okay,
don't
move
have
away,
any
go
hang-ups
away, go away.
Like we do.
Go away. Excuse me, we're going to be using this facility. I'm sorry, I'm using it. Yes, you are. Because, oh!
You know, the Amiga, the... Ask Joe. It's probably still on the screen.
What's on the screen?
Now, let me sit on this side. Stuff.
Yeah, you're sitting over there.
Well, that's an SD case.
Oh, goodness gracious. So I have Bill McEwen sitting in front of us. It's going to be 2 minutes before they know about this. I have 56 people connected. And I know at least four of them are recording it. Looks like people remember the Studio 110 party, or at least that I was talking about it earlier.
So we have to speak
two
slowly?
Cams going down. Nah, we don't need to speak slowly. Speak with authority. How you been, Bill?
Good, Bill. How about you?
Been okay. It's nice to be here again.
It's going
to
be hard since we're both Bill.
Well, we've always run into this.
We have.
So I think we'll be okay.
That's right.
I don't get confused that often about it. I think we're going to skip the normal kind of pep talk, because you just did that. And I think a lot of the people that are still listening heard that. And I think...
Was it a pep talk?
Well, whenever you speak, it's a pep talk.
Nah, it wasn't a pep talk.
It wasn't a pep talk?
No, pep talk would have been fun hype, millions of units, we're all going to be rich, etc.
Oh, that was 2 years ago.
That's right.
Okay. I remember that one.
That's right.
One of these days, I'm gonna have a monitor wall in my booth, and I'm gonna have all the speeches by all whoever ran Amiga at the time, and it just looks so funny.
I actually had somebody send me about a month ago a list of all of the hardware designs that have been promised over the last 7 years. It was pretty scary.
Yeah, I
didn't
can
know we
imagine.
Had a quad processor Amiga in 95.
Well, the transmitter.